97.7.
Grassroots local music here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. In this segment, brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess. Utah, how you doing?
Doing well, Bob.
Utah from Shady Lady Productions, who will be presenting the bands at the Big Butler Fair July 4th prior to fireworks. Come out and get a bang out of your night.
Hey, Bob, that's clever. Absolutely, yeah. We're proud to be a part of that this year, and it's one of the stops on the Rock Done Right tour. And it's just great. Come out with the family, the kids, enjoy the fair. Throw your blankets in the grandstand area, enjoy some great music, enjoy the fireworks. It's all about local, folks, so climb on board.
So you'll have multiple acts out there prior to that, and it'll be a nice, fun evening to spend on Monday, July 4th, ahead of the fireworks display. You'll get to see some of the great local bands we brag about here every Sunday night. So check it out. We're going to be checking out something really cool, kind of a, I guess you could say, a fundraiser, an awareness, a ride, motorcycles.
Music.
Music. Yeah, it's going to be a get-together coming up later this month to promote the Hokahe Challenge. And we're going to talk about that with Rob Keller and Dave Kreider, who's going to be calling us from long, long distance, and we'll explain. But we're going to play some tunes before we get to that.
Yeah, Deanna Dawn Denning, she sent us one of her CDs here. And I've known her for quite a while. She's from the AK Kiske area. AK Valley area. She's been down in Nashville for a while, and we're going to spin her song, Find a River.
Yeah, and she was one of our WBUT Country Showdown participants many, many years ago.
Oh, really?
I think maybe even the first one we did, so.
Well, that's going back a ways.
Yeah.
Also we'll follow that up with a little ska punk, maybe, from a band called Solios, and their song, this hits close to home, Hoser Love.
Hoser Love. Eh? It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Feel your touch upon my face, and when I close my eyes, I see you in the dark. I guess a million tears weren't quite enough to wash you from my heart. Gotta find a river and make it. I'll tear your picture to confetti. Watch the current carry you away. As the last piece disappears,
I'm not afraid to die.
slow. Say you'll never let me go. Tell me I'm the only one you're thinking of. Let me feel your pain inside. I wanna be there for you. I wanna see the world exactly like you do. Let me be the one you come to. Let you lay your head. Tell me all about the monster laying under your bed. I hope your face with demons come clean. Flip the screen. Might not believe in me today, but that's okay, cause darling, I know the future's looking bright. With you by my side, so just lay your head down softly onto my chest, and just rest your eyes for a while. Because tomorrow morning, gonna wake up and see that beautiful smile of yours. Okay, cause darling, I know the future is looking bright. With you by my side, so just lay your head down and just rest your eyes for a while. Because tomorrow morning, gonna wake up and see that beautiful smile of yours. Yeah. I think it's just fine. So I write the words down before I start to write. So I feed it to me and then I feed it to you. And then I eat up all the words that make me blue. Then I see the song that I never make away from others. Hey, hey, hey. Cause you might not believe in me today, but that's okay, cause darling, I know the future is looking bright. With you by my side, so just lay your head down. Just rest your eyes for a while. Because tomorrow morning, gonna wake up and see that beautiful smile of yours.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. Hard to believe we're in the mid part of May already, huh? Wow. This segment being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, where you will usually find a man can special in front of Utah Burgess. And you should find yourself, too, especially for great Pittsburgh sporting events or from lunch and dinner. Stop on by the Rainbow, our longest-running sponsor of the show. We appreciate the fact that they have been with us, and we certainly would appreciate the fact if you stopped by and said, hey, thanks for supporting local music in the way you do. Rainbow Inn, down in Freeport. Of course, our show tonight presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. Going to visit with Rob Keller of the Shiners and his good friend Dave Kreider and find out about this Hoka Hay Motorcycle Challenge and an event that they have coming up to support that May 21st in Natrona Heights. You're definitely going to want to attend this event. And by the way, I have tickets here at the studios on Pillow Street. If you're interested, we can help you out with that and get you down to the event. And your admission ticket gets you included in helping out the cause of ALD. We're going to find out about ALD as well, a child disease that needs to have more information spread across the nation. And that's what we're here to do tonight, is talk a little bit about that. Kind of sidetrack the music just for a little bit. And, of course, the Shiners have a new CD coming out, so we're going to be visiting with those guys coming up. And it seems to be CD release time again. This time of year, in the history of this program, we continually seem to have right about May and June, everybody's releasing new stuff. Highway 4, we're going to have those guys on. And, of course, they were just part of the second stop on the Rock Done Right tour. So just a lot going on in the music scene. And I think you're going to hear here how avid people in the music scene are, and in particular motorcyclists, are about supporting their community, supporting causes, you know, support the troops and more. They're just a phenomenal collection of people. Got to find out about this Hoka Hay thing, because I see this popping up everywhere. Rob Keller joining us, that he and Dave Kreider are involved in. And you know, I've seen it. You've been posting it everywhere. So I'm kind of a little bit familiar with what you have going on. I mean, it sounds like a good time, because you're going to be traversing some well, let's just say multiple miles of roadways. Yeah?
Yeah, about 10,000 miles in 12 days.
Wow. Of course, Rob Keller here with Dave Kreider, who has the new distinction of now topping our friend from the Keys, Mo Nelson, who called us from the Florida Keys. We're going to go to South Korea for this one. I mean, this has to be the farthest reaching one, wouldn't you think, Utah?
So far it is, yeah. Yes.
And Dave Kreider on the end of the line. Dave, thanks for joining us from South Korea.
Well, thank you, guys.
What part of South Korea are you in right now, Dave?
I'm in Changwon, which is on the southern tip of the peninsula, right near Busan.
There you go, folks. If you've ever been there, or maybe stationed there, maybe you'll understand where Dave's calling from. Now, you got to give us a little background on how you found out about Hoka Hay, Dave. Can you give us that background?
Yeah, Rob and I had known each other off and on over the years, and one day I saw on the back of his bike two stickers, and it said Hoka Hay. And I asked Rob what that was about, and that launched something that's become a part of my life that's unbelievable. Last year, I had the privilege of riding on a memorial run with the Hoka Hay riders. I think there was about 130 riders last year. Better group of people I've never ridden with, I know that.
Now, Rob, if you could give us a little background on the Hoka Hay Challenge and how your involvement came to be.
Well, around 2009, I was walking around out in Sturgis, South Dakota, and I saw this teepee set up at one of the events. That attracted me right away, because I've always been into the Native American history in the United States and the plight of the Native American people, of course, you know. But I walked over and I saw this motorcycle challenge, and I didn't pay much attention to it. I just like, wow, I don't know what these guys are doing. Their line was so long, I just didn't wait. But I found out about it again about a month later, and the editor of the magazine I was working for, Cycle Source Magazine, he said, hey, there's this ride going on. You want to check it out, the Hoka Hay Challenge. And he gave me some contact information, and I called the guy in charge, Mr. Jim Redcloud, out of Hot Springs, South Dakota. And we got to talking about it, and it was a ride that went from Key West, Florida to Homer, Alaska.
Wow.
And it was billed as an 8,000-mile ride. But the first person that got there was going to win $500,000 in Alaskan gold or cash. You could take either one. And, I was intrigued by that, but I was ready to go ride, you know. I mean, I'll ride that far for $500,000, you know. I'll take my chances, you know.
Cannonball run, here we are.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it was, but it was after talking with Jim. I actually became pretty close friends with Jim in the 3 months prior to the event, because of talking with him so much and trying to put the interviews together and get the word out about the ride, because we were a motorcycle magazine and this was a motorcycle run.
Gotcha.
So when I got to finished with this trip, all I'm going to tell you is I did 18,500 miles in 31 days on a 2009 Indian motorcycle. I made it to Homer, Alaska. It was the trip of a lifetime and memories of a lifetime. The stories that I have with me every day and the memories that I have with me every day touch my heart very deeply, because on this ride, Jim took us across the United States on two-lane roads. And as we crossed the United States, we were actually making circles around battlefields where a lot of Native Americans had lost their lives.
Okay.
And the Native Americans believe a lot like the Catholics do in like the purgatory, you know, getting caught between this world and the spirit world if your soul's not prayed for at the time of death.
Okay.
So what we were doing is, and we didn't know this, you know, a lot of people didn't know this that were on the ride until they got to the riders meeting and Jim explained it to them. Because he's, you know, this is a Native American thing, and a lot of people don't connect with that. But I really connected with it. And the people that didn't connect with it, they found out that there was something to be said about this ride. You know, that a lot of people experienced some things that were a little unnatural, kind of supernatural things, if you might say. But the ride was incredible. And just to give you one example, just a real short example, before I left to go down to Key West, my band, the Knucklehead, was playing at the Homeless Vets Ride, which we're going to be talking about on this interview. We were at the Homeless Vets Ride in 2010, and I was leaving right after that show to go to Key West, Florida. And all four of us, Slim, Billy Wiggin from Three Car Garage, and myself, and Pete, I'm sorry, I got that all wrong. It was just the three of us. Me, Slim, and Bill Wiggin sat on this Indian motorcycle, and we played Great White Buffalo from Ted Nugent, his version of that song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on that ride, being that White Buffalo is very spiritual to the Native American people, well, I came across five White Buffalo on that ride. And that was pretty crazy.
Wow.
So that's just one of the things that had happened on that ride. But again, it was about the plight of the Native American people. Mm-hmm. So the Hokahe has become, they've been doing it every year, and it's a new route every year. And last year, we had four people that passed away during the ride. And last year, we did a memorial ride for those that passed. And we all met out in Red Cloud, Nebraska, and we did a ride to basically Sturgis, South Dakota.
That's the one Dave was on?
That's the one that Dave rode with us on. And I think what Dave was talking about, you know, a lot of the riders that he met started talking about the spiritual gain that they received from the ride. Because when you spend that much time out on the road, it's you get to think about a lot of things that you would never think about. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have time to think about those things. Mm-hmm. You're always busy. We're always so busy.
Yeah.
So when you're just riding mile after mile after mile, you start to think about things and you put a little bit more time into it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, like I said, they get a spiritual gain from the ride. And I think that's what Dave's talking about. Right, Dave?
Yeah. I had one of those experiences on that ride. I've been to South Korea five times now, and each time I've had the opportunity to talk with Buddhist monks here. And a Buddhist monk said something to me. He said to me that we all need to look at the world through the eyes of a child. And I didn't think much about it at the time. But we ended up at Jim Redcloud's house for the last prayer service for the last rider that's fallen. And towards the end of it, Jim stopped what he was doing. He was giving a sermon in Indian and English both. And he stopped and he looked at the crowd. And he pointed to each one of us. And he said, and we all need to look at the world through the eyes of a child. It was the exact words I had heard 8,000 miles away from a Buddhist monk.
Wow.
So if that doesn't get your hair stand on, then nothing would.
Wow. That's tingles up and down the spine right there material. My goodness. We're going to continue our talk with Rob and Dave here in just a moment, but we're going to play a couple of tunes from some of the bands that are going to be maybe associated with the upcoming Hokahe Challenge fundraiser, and spin you maybe a little Butler Boys, since Chris Buehler's name is going to be mentioned here, but also the Shiners' Take Me Away. And Rob, I would have to say that's a very fitting song when you're talking about doing a ride of such proportion.
Absolutely. That's a Take Me Away. That's for my wife. When she's on the back of a motorcycle, she spreads her arms out like an eagle. Take me away.
Take me away. Well, let's do it. It's the Shiners here on the Grassroots Show as we continue to talk about the Hokahe Challenge here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Mm-hmm.
my shoulders, it's breaking my back. I'm buckling down at the knees. My ankles are breaking, I'm starting to fall. Won't be long till my feet won't support me. When I hit the ground, don't pick me up. Just let me have some relief. Let my spirit rise up and look down at this man that has finally been set free. Take me away. Let me soar like an eagle, far from what's troubling me. Take me away. I'll spread my wings, float on the breezes I please. Take me away. Take me away from what's troubling me. Let this weight from my shoulders fall to the ground. Set me free. I have heard of a place where the spirit can rise above all the trouble below. And I have read of a time when all of mankind can live together on this beautiful earth. I believe in the message of hope and love that someday we will all be set free. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of my life. Take my burdens away from me, please. Take me away. Let me soar like an eagle, far from what's troubling me. Take me away. I'll spread my wings and float on the breezes I please. Take me away. Take me away from what's troubling me. Let this weight from my shoulders fall to the ground.
Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Continuing discussion about the Hoka Hay Challenge, the ride, and the special event coming up on May 21st at the Natrona Heights VFW from 1 to 5 with music and more, Shiner's Acoustic and more. It's going to be a great, great day. Hope you will be there. We're going to tell you more about that in particular coming up here. The Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by our friends at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, who are not only sponsors of this show, they have hopped on board to help out the Rock Done Right Tour and the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and of course, Lamat Productions, who do our sound and lights and do a fantastic job with that. Of course, European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19, the Wexford area, Perry Highway. Get yourself a ride and head out on a Hoka Hay Challenge. Once again, we're visiting with Rob Keller of the Shiners and Dave Kreider, who are telling us all about the Hoka Hay Challenge. Now, you guys are having an awareness fundraiser surrounding this. Can you tell us about that? And that's coming up here very quickly.
Yeah, that's all part of the Hoka Hay, what they've become. Now there's no cash award for being the first one to the end of the ride.
Okay.
Now it's just, you know, bragging rights if you get there first. But it's a challenge. It's a true challenge. So just getting there, you've accomplished something. But the Hoka Hay, when they first started out, they were trying to raise awareness to the plight of the people on the Pine Ridge Reservation out in South Dakota. And that's where, you know, 80% unemployment, suicide rate is 5 times higher there for children, kids, teenagers. I mean, it's amazing, these young people taking their lives out there. 5 times higher than anywhere else in the United States.
Wow.
And it's kind of a hopelessness thing that goes on out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wounded Knee, Wounded Knee is on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and I've been to Wounded Knee. There's nothing in Wounded Knee except a burial ground. You know, that's it's not right, you know. And that's what that first ride was about, awareness to the plight of those people out there. And also we circled those seven battlefields, but we also rode through Indian reservations and saw the dilapidation of the housing, you know, the windows that are broken out and the tarps on the roofs and the tires holding the tarps down, and the water buffaloes and I'm not talking about the animal, I'm talking about water buffaloes that hold water. That's their only drinking water, because water's poisoned on a lot of these reservations from mining and things that went on over the years. So that first ride, that's what brought my attention more to the plight of those people, you know, the Native American people. But now the ride has developed into, I call it kind of a catalyst. The Hoka Hay, we're riding 10,000 miles, but they want us to go out and find something to support, something that in our own hearts as riders, and someone that we can maybe help out through the ride, you know, through riders' pledges, mileage pledges, and things like that. And when Dave and I got to talking about it, I said, you know, Dave, there's the Shiners in my whole life, I've been playing benefits. You know, being in a band, we play a lot of shows that are benefits. And to tell you the truth, a lot of the benefits are some of the best shows you can play, because a lot of people show up and you meet a lot of different people, and it's a chance to network your music. But more importantly, you're doing something. You're giving back for the gift that you have of music. You have that opportunity to give back, because we don't get paid for those events. We go and we donate our time. And as we do that, you know, I've found some organizations that have gone very dear to my heart, and so has Dave. And Dave's participated in in these rides, and but this is the thing, they're motorcycle rides. And one of them is the Homeless Vets Ride. Another one is Sponsor the Troops Ride. Another one is Aiden Has a Posse Ride. And then the fourth one that we're supporting is the Pine Ridge Area Chamber of Commerce. But each of these events are motorcycle driven. And I thought, hey, why don't we, let's get away from just the motorcycle people. Let's try to involve everybody and let everybody know that there's an organization out there that supports the homeless vets and that a motorcycle organization that supports Sponsor the Troops. But let's try to get that out to everyone and let everyone have a chance to come out and experience these, just come out and learn about these charities that are out there. And that's how it all started. So, and Dave, take it from there a little bit.
This all started with a homeless vets ride. It is something near and dear to all of us. And these other ones, I've ridden most of all these rides, and it's been quite a privilege, to be honest with you. What the Hook of Hay has become, at least to me, is this awareness of all these different things that are going on. And I do that everywhere I go. I was in Seoul not too long ago. I had to go up there, and I was talking to an Australian who is a caddy for the Women's Professional Golf Tour, and now he's aware of it. So we're spreading this word everywhere we go.
And that's kind of what the Hoka Hay has taught us to do, you know, as far as, like I said, I've been out there doing it before, but we have the opportunity to do it.
The challenge you have is coming up. You also have the fundraiser and the awareness benefit that you're doing, and that's coming up on the 21st, where you're inviting people out to get together and just share some time, share some fellowship, but find out about what you guys are up to.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very lucky to have Heather Adams up at the VFW in Natrona Heights let us put this event together for May 21st, and they were happy to have us. They also support the Homeless Vets Ride, and that's where that event will be held about a month after we're there. So they were very supportive about it, and there's some other people that jumped on board. Kim Bocci, who Dave introduced us to Kim. They've been seeing each other. This is she's helped us out tremendously with the event. My wife Karen Keller, she's just been doing so much also for us. Going out with her and her friends Rose Marie and Helen Coward have been going around picking up baskets and talking to people and spreading awareness. But the coolest thing about it is, you know, a friend of mine, Dave Heiniger, he don't want me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. He says, you know what? He says, let's put up a $250 gift certificate for Giant Eagle for anybody that buys a ticket to come to the event. And I said, I'm going to match that, Dave. Let's give away $500 for anybody that buys a ticket for the event. So if you just buy a ticket, you get $500 if your name is pulled. Mm-hmm. So that's that you don't even have to be there, you know. So that's just something that we decided to do. Yeah, we have a bunch of sponsors have jumped on board, but the coolest thing about it is Tom Grates from the Homeless Vets Ride. He's going to be there with the booth set up, and he's going to talk to people and educate them about what's going on. As far as I'm concerned, this is his charity. And then we're going to do the same thing with Sponsor the Troops. We also have Kristen coming up from West Virginia. She's going to be talking to people about ALD, which is another something that's really touched our heart. And ALD is a disease. It's a child-born disease. It's a blood disease. It's very rare, but it happens. And we found out about this 3 years ago, and again, it was a motorcycle event. But Alyssa and Bobby Seeger owns Indian Larry Motorcycles now. They had a son named Aiden, and Aiden passed away at age 7 from this disease. Very, very painful death. You're born with it, but if it's not detected, they can't do anything about it. But through a simple blood test from that same drop of blood that they take out of every child born in the United States, they can perform this test. They don't have to take any more blood or anything. So 4 years ago this started, that she wanted to make this aware, bring the awareness to people. And it started in the motorcycle community, and now it has grown. In 4 years' time, we have a petition online on our site at Robin Dave's Hoka Hay. You can go online and you can get to their site and sign a petition to bring this into law as a federal law. It's already been passed as a law in New York State, and three other states have passed the law, but it's not in effect yet. But you can sign this petition, and we need to have 100,000 signatures on this petition. We're up over 90,000. So this is just, again, bringing awareness. And I think that's what everything's all about. You know, we need to make aware that there are homeless vets out there. And Pittsburgh is one of the only cities. There's only two cities in the United States that actually do anything for the homeless vets. And Tommy Greats started this project, and it's grown, again, through the motorcycle community. I think we raised over $20,000 last year in a one-day event. Again, sponsored the troops. Utah's been involved with that. He turned me on to that. We're hoping to carry that on and keep that going. And that's where they take care packages and like things like toothpaste and toothbrush and shampoo and soap. Just send it to our soldiers overseas and let them know that we're thinking about them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, again, it's just all about awareness and let people know outside of the motorcycle community that there's, and they may know about these, but this is an event that they can go to. You know, they can feel comfortable going to. They can go to any of the motorcycle events, but, you know, it's a motorcycle thing, and people kind of, you know, they associate that with motorcycles. But this is open to the public. We want everybody to come. Motorcyclists can come. You know, hot rodders can come, man. It'd be great to see some hot rods pull up in the yard, you know, and pull up and park in the grass. We'll give them a special place to park if they want.
Or if you're just walking in, right?
Absolutely.
So, again, it's May 21st, 1 to 5 at the Natrona Heights VFW. And, again, if you just buy a ticket, even if you can't make the event, you can support the cause by buying a ticket. Rob, you have tickets. I have tickets. Anybody that's out there listening that wants to get a hold of these, we can get you a ticket in your hands. And if you want to go to the event, you're able to. But if you're just buying a ticket, again, you're going to be in on the drawing and helping to support the cause of creating all of this awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that at the event, the Shiners are going to play. And I'm excited about that. But what I'm even more excited about is I've gotten, it's called the Shiners and Friends, and I started calling some people. And so far, Paul Peterson from Big House Pete, he's going to come and join the Shiners on stage. Daryl Bowser from the Old Freedom Band, good friend of mine, he's going to come and join the Shiners on stage. Chris Bueller said he's going to make it.
Oh.
Hear that, Chris? We'll come and get you if we have to. And we have... a guy coming all the way from, he's from Finland, and you may remember this guy, Joe Vestich, the Vestich brothers.
Okay, yeah.
Joe's, he's been over there for a long time, and he's going to be in town, so he's going to come up and play with the Shiners that day. So Joe Vestich, and we also have another guy that's been out of town for a while, John Rickert, steel guitar player, amazing. He's been on a lot of recordings. He's living in Arizona, but he's moved back to Pennsylvania for the summers, and he's going to Arizona in the winters, and he's going to be there at the show too. So we got a lot of guest musicians that are coming, and I'm still inviting people. I got a lot of invites out there, and I'm going to tell you what, all my brothers and all my musician friends out there, you're all invited to come up, man. I'll play with anybody. With the Shiners, I'll play with anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere, man. So bring your instrument and come on up, and let's just have a good time. And while these people are learning about these causes, let's play some music and have some fun.
And Dave Kreider coming all the way from South Korea, right?
Yeah, he'll be happy to get home, huh, Dave?
Yeah. Well, it's India next and then home, so won't be that much longer. Another week, I think.
All right. Well, great to have you guys in and talking about this event. I mean, congratulations in what you're doing, and wish you the best of luck, not only on the ride that you have a safe one, but that the word gets out about the ALD and everything that you guys are supporting so that you know, these causes are taken care of, and encourage everybody to come out and enjoy the fun.
All right. Well, thank you guys for what you do here at the station, too.
Right. And as we wrap up this segment, we're going to spin a couple of more tunes. We're going to do another tune by the Shiners coming up. But, hey, since we talked about Paul, and Paul was on our recent 200th episode as well, along with Rob, why don't we do a little Love Is On My Side from Big House Pete, since it's been making some noise here.
Yeah, absolutely. That actually was a past Grassy nominee, and it's really neat because somebody was listening to the station the other day, and they were like, who does that song? And they kind of described it, and I'm like, well, that's Big House Pete. And they're like, you've got to be kidding me. And so, you know, people are listening, and this local music is catching people's ears, and they love the song. So, well, we should spin it.
All right, we'll do some Big House Pete, followed up with some more Shiners here. And we will be visiting with the Shiners down the road here. They've got a brand new CD coming out. It's called Spirit, and you're definitely going to want to be a part of that. So stay tuned. We've got more Grassroots to come on The Rock Station 97.7.
I start to doubt, but I know deep inside there is a God and there is a plan for this confused and broken up man. It's hard to say goodbye, your best friend. Another good thing has come to an end. In my heart, you are still alive. You always taught me that love is all mine. Slips by and slowly you're gone. Memories fade and life goes on. I look for love and sometimes I find it's all around me if I open my.
headed down that lost highway. Everything was coming down, had nowhere to go. I threw my hands up in the air, I can't take this anymore.
Homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
The Rock Done Right Tour here in 2016 will take the entire month of June off because you'll be focusing on voting for the Grassy Award on The Rock Station 97.7, but returns in a big way with two shows in July, including a July 4th spectacular at the Big Butler Fair presented by Shady Lady Productions. You'll have an opportunity to see local bands jamming the evening away ahead of the fireworks at the Big Butler Fair. Then get ready for the Big Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 15th and 16th. Check it out at thebandjam.com, where you can also link to Cooper's Lake Campground and reserve a spot to stay for the weekend. You can also pick up your tickets at any Shady Lady Productions show, The Rock Station 97.7 on Pillow Street in Butler, and at Sloan's Guitar Emporium, Route 8 and Mercer Road intersection in Sutter Township. A And don't forget, the Rock Done Right tour continues with the Corbry Woodstock Music Festival in Gibsonia, the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, that's September 4th, and then Rocktoberfest, October 8th, at Kelly Automotive Park. And don't miss out on open mic, open stage nights near you at the Saxon Inn in Natrona the first Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m., hosted by Mike Houston. Second and fourth Tuesday of every month at North Country Brewing in Slippery Rock. Every Wednesday night at Moondogs in Blanox, and at Spiel's Tavern in Greensburg every Thursday night.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. See, if you need a bike to join Rob and Dave on their ride, get out and see Lee. He'll get you hooked up. He'll hook you up. You'll be riding. And I'm sure you'll be finding some spirits out there in the material world that'll make you feel pretty good. Boy, it makes me want to go buy a bike right now and join these guys, what they were talking about. But pretty impressive stuff. And thanks to Lee and the crew at European Motorcycles and P&W Construction presenting this segment of our show. Great to visit with Rob and Dave. And Dave from long distance, Rob in the studio. And again, we will be having the Shiners coming up talking about their new CD, Spirits, that is going to be released in the coming weeks ahead. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, they, if you pay attention on a Friday soon or have, they just might be at the band jam.
Yeah, they just might be at the band jam. You're right. So pay attention. Tune in Friday mornings as we keep announcing the bands. And I want to throw a challenge out now myself, since Dave called in from South Korea. And Mo had previously owned that. So, Mo, I want you to sell your ship down to the Antarctica. Sell your vessel down there and give us a call one of these days. So, challenge has been thrown to Mo Nelson.
Well, there you go. All right. And, of course, you heard on Friday morning with Utah, because I was away, the Shiners officially announced as part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We're looking forward to seeing them out there with their new material. So that'll be great. And you could be there, too. Check out thebandjam.com and plan to be at Cooper's Lake Campground July 15th and 16th. It's another stop on the Rock Done Right tour, and you'll be doing yourself right by attending that weekend. 18 fantastic bands, musicians, artists, and a whole lot of other stuff. Kids 12 and under get in free. You can come spend the weekend. If you can only spend a day, you can make that work as well. But you can get your tickets from Utah at Shady Lady, here at our studios on Pillow Street, or our friend Dave Sloan out at Sloan's Guitar Emporium, which is the old radio station location in Center Township, Route 8 North at Mercer Road. Get your tickets. Get them ahead of time. It'll save you a few bucks.
Yeah, stop out and visit Dave, and you might walk out with some cool gear, and thank him for supporting us. So
absolutely. All right, and thank you for listening here on Sunday nights. We'll be back with more great material, including the band Highway 4 coming in here next week, and then the weekend after that is our Grassy Award preview show.
Wow, we're that close.
We're that close.
Better start getting my arm wrestling muscles ready. I think they always are. I do a lot of can tipping. I'm ready.
At the Rainbow especially. So, okay, oh, buddy. Well, we'll get ready for that here in a moment. But first up, we're going to play a band called We Came From Space. And this is a
segue.
This is a band that they did their debut album How to Be Human a couple of years ago, but they're back with new material. And these are some guys that have been in well versed in a lot of bands. If I throw out 18 names, former drummer, we're talking Metro, U.S. Kids, Ask a Stranger, Neil Morris Band, and more. Bill Hubauer, Dave Buzzard, Dave Hawk, and Tim Malone are part of this band, and we're going to play their tune called Solar Powered Sun.
All right, and let's follow that up and take the show out with a song called Perfect Number from a five-piece alternative rock psychedelic project. They're based in Hermitage, so they're not far from here at all. They're called OKO, and Perfect Number.
All right, it's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. We'll check in next week at 7 o'clock here on The Rock Station.
solar powered sun. Ages in eternity, time has just begun.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Looking for a nice, low miles, one owner, late model used car you can trust? Before you buy, try Honda North. We've got the car you want at a price you'll like. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
We'll be right back.
Nice. The Rock Station.
Station 97.7.